COVID or for safety. Bullets make your body fall back and do the matrix. Hellcat, irking on them boys, they can't chase me. I got so much off-white, my claws are looking racist. State to state, still won't catch me.
It's just different.
Granite shop, we really be supplying rock.
Make it snow in Milwaukee, right?
Well, shit, nigga, what's the ticket? I'm trying to cop. Shit, let me find your spot. We slide on ops with the iron cock. And I put something through the wall if I catch bull in a China shop. Nigga, the way I...
Door!
A nigga from out west told me that fucking you was like Kia Slay snitching. Y'all like, what that mean?
Let's talk.
It was real dry, but he still did it.
Oh!
That was hard.
Time to get rid of me. Y'all bombing this bitch in the streets. Riddle me. Watch your brain shatter. I see it vividly. The only thing left I see after the headshot is debris. I'm sick of debris.
Gotta try angles when these squares attest the best. Wear a vest. This gun fucking rings like marriage sex at Aaron's chest. Nigga, my body count colossus. That's why the judge gave me the chair like Professor X. That's shocking.
Choreographed the lick. You ain't never sent the squad on a play. If I hit my shooters up in 24 hours, you can call it a day. Nigga, as long as they pay.
What?
What is they talking about, nigga?
It gets darker. Blick sparker. Put a round in the racks. It's a dishwasher. We don't miss targets.
If you ain't even from the gloves, so quit acting like you're close to where I stay. Cause if I squeeze the hammer, Louisiana where his corpse is gonna lay. Like you better try some New Orleans, gonna be in a whole nother state.
For anybody that thought that rolling in the deep scheme was fucking mean, then just like the rich people trying to see the Titanic, you gonna die from a submachine.
Listen,
I ain't gonna make it a Muslim versus Christian war. That's a deeper issue. But the shoddy make him levitate. You will think his belief is Hindu. He say he walk with Allah and he don't need the pistol. Boy, you won't make it out Detroit unless the peace be with you. Murder is my hobby and losing is never fun, nigga.
Shirt is pigeon toed or the extension low. Shit empty, I reload it, send some more. Clip was like a baby flute. Watch Goku versus Piccolo.
I really hate to do this. Like being a great confusing when you don't want to do no facial bruising, but it's competition, so you hate the losing, and you gotta spray and shoot it, then start strap cleaning to your favorite music. If the states come do shit, Masked Singer, time to face the music. My pole drop.
I love that stuff. I mean, it's just the way my city designed me. Paranoid. I don't like what too many niggas is bombing. Got me trying to hide the arm like I got bit by a zombie.
Get off in you. Rip scar tissue, your people, I hope they all with you. I'ma tell my gang move up, give a small signal. Yeah, you ain't hear it, but my dog whistle, my hood pop.
What is wrong with you, bro? What's wrong with you, bro?
Clacks don't do damage, he just average. Big champ Chuck, I ain't losing my status. I'ma die with the belt like a heroin addict. Cocaine bear.
I let it fire off the charger. That's my final offer. We really kill people. Get the stomach shot from a big eagle. Full metal jacket, like a knight in shining armor. Anything is medieval. I'm talking
just tell them niggas that came with you ain't shit sweet. They gon' end up on breaking news, I blaze the heat. Bruce with no nunchucks. Basically, anybody that's riding in four wheel will be on ATV.
I lift and shoot it, then point it, overdose in the tub like Whitney Houston.
What up, though, Ledge here? Chill with me for a second, man. Y'all know what this is. Y'all see the title. And it's a little weird, right? Or a little different. I wouldn't say weird. Because normally, for recaps, you just put the title of the event, recap. But sometimes I'll put full recap. But not for this event, man. Because it's really mostly centered around the only standout back and forth battle on this whole card. The rest of the card... How can I, it, Without Mook versus New Jersey Twerk, this was a store run event, like a ultimate store run event. And I'm talking about go grab your items.
Hungry Jack mashed potatoes, rave hairspray, and nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah, it was one of those. Sorry for everyone who purchased the event. Doubtful you're getting your money back. Ain't no refunds. Ain't no refunds happening. I really, really want to send my thoughts and prayers to those who just traveled, dog. You traveled there. You got on the flight from the Midwest, the West Coast, hell, the East Coast, the South. Ain't no telling what the flight ticket was. Then you got to book your room for a couple of days. Then you paid entry to get into the building. Couple that with food, drinks, all that right before Christmas. I hope any of you who purchased tickets, who traveled and got a room and all that, I hope you guys took care of business with your family. I hope y'all got Christmas gifts all wrapped up before y'all made this decision. Because if not, y'all are in trouble. But anyway, let's get to it, man. I'm going to skim through the rest because, like, this is really about Murder Mook versus New Jersey Twerk. It was the most interesting battle. You know, Swamp and Lou. I see people still trying to give Swamp the second, even though he was stumbling and fumbling. That's just not how I operate, man, because if we want, listen, and I'm going to get to that soon, later. You can't legitimize this shit the way it needs to be legitimized when y'all just are okay with errors. In no other field, in the Olympics, they deduct points if a motherfucker gymnastic person does a flip off the vault and they land, but they take a couple of steps before they plant. It's not a perfect landing, so you deduct points. In other instances, they just deduct points for stuff. Hell, in a dunk contest, which is exhibition, but they got judges, you miss the first dunk and then redo it a couple of times. They can't give you a perfect score no more. They can't give you a 50 after 8 tries. They deduct points. So, I don't know. Battle rap in the battle rap community seems to, like, pick and choose when deducting points for certain artists matter. And that's another thing. That's a problem. But all in all, I don't know, Swamp 2-1, first and third, in my opinion. It was an okay battle. Then you had Arse and Miss Hustle. Arse melded it in. Arse melded it in. You got to boo that man.
I walked the Brooklyn till my feet hurt. Y'all niggas.
Man, boo. Tomato. I'm throwing tomatoes.
Just awful. Awful. Out the gate fucking up. So, Miss Hustle did good in the first. I thought that battle was cool, too. Nothing like, it wasn't nothing extraordinary, man. Sad. Sirius Jones and Geechee. Sirius Jones said, hypocrite. You a hypocrite. That's how he ended one of his lines, by calling Geechee a hypocrite. You get it? Because Geechee's a crip, but he's also hypocritical. So you fuse the two and you get hit. Man, what in the hell is going on with battle rap, bro? What? This shit is. All right. Geechee, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. 1,000, nigga. I don't know what was going on with that. It's just unfortunate, man. I don't know what's going on. I wish I knew, but I don't, and it's upsetting. Ace Amin got 30 by Suge. Forgot to mention that. Ace Amin got 30 by Suge. like usually when Ace fucks up, it's usually for the same shit. It's just trying to cram a lot of words into a bar, and with his pace and with what he tries to do, which is very reminiscent of how Lux like word bends and shit like that. But he just hasn't mastered the art of like just control. That's it. His material is never the, like Ace. I mean, material is never the issue. As far as the newer guys, like he got some of the best like content because it's direct, it's catered towards you, and he's like, you know what I'm saying? He's very tricky, very intricate, and stuff like that. Like it's never going to be his content. Like his content is really good, but he got 30. Suge on the big stage when he's right is one of the most dangerous to face on a big stage. That's been the way since the test of time, right? Now, let's get into. Am I missing another battle? Let me see what else. Oh, Rex and Chell. Oh, yeah. The niggas fighting in the den, baby. They fighting in the den. That's an old Lion's Den reference. If y'all, you know, I know a lot of y'all knew y'all. Lota Lux had a league called Lion's Den. I'm not sure if y'all were aware of that back in the day. But, yeah, man. Rex knew what was happening. Rex does that. And what's crazy is, like, I didn't think his first round was bad. I thought it was okay. I thought he had some moments that were dope in that round. But when you're not as active as everybody else, you definitely fall behind in, like, what hits as a punch. Some of the moves he tried don't always land. Like, just because you start rapping at that pace and using the same word, like, for four different meanings and then slam your hat at the end, that's not going to always get the reaction that you think it requires or deserves. Like, those days are over. They're not just going to go crazy off your cadence like that anymore, because it's, like, new fans who probably don't know who you are. I know that sucks to say. I know that's hard to fathom. But, you know, for us old heads, but that's the nature of the business. Chess started out with the 12-12 skinny flip shit. And I think from then, once Rex heard the crowd reaction, he knew whose side they were on. He knew. Or not even whose side they were on. He just knew what time it was. He knew that I used to say this all the time. Outside of New Jersey twerk, Chess is the most in surf, right? I'm not counting like the surfs, the hitmans, but outside of New Jersey twerk, Chess is the most electrifying to me. Like when he's right, I mean, just go back and look at the Easy battle. When he's right, he got the aggression, he got the content, he got the bars, he got the delivery, and he got like the performance aspects too. Like he got all of the things that twerk got. Twerk just is a level above, in a lot of ways. But when they battled, it was a close battle. So you can see why Chess is like, he's regarded as one of those for real. Like, he got all the elements. Rex saw all the elements pretty much in the first 10 bars or some shit like that. They get into it. And it really wasn't them. And that's the thing about these run-ins. It's never really the artist. It's always the entourage, man. Get y'all shit together, bro. But I blame the artist sometimes, because if you the leader, if they rocking with you like that, if you turn around and tell them all to chill the fuck out, they got to respect that, because it's your money on the line. They not going to give you no bread back. You know what I'm saying? They ain't giving you no bread back if you lose it. And so things break out. Chess wanted Wreck. It was a mess. The battle didn't finish. Blah, blah, blah. So in my account, you had also Ace was stumbling a little bit in his battle. So he was choppy. Arse completely choked. Swamp was choppy in his battle. So you had three battles where it was either a choke or some stumbles and choppiness. Then you get Rex and Chess, who can't complete the battle after one round because niggas want to treat this like a Royal Rumble. And then you got Sirius Jones calling niggas a hypocrite. That's how the event went, pretty much. But then you get to Mook and Twerk. Thank God that the building didn't shut down, because they let these brothers battle And it wound up being clearly the battle of the night. Here's how I view things, man. It comes down to the second, and I hate battles like this, because when a battle like New Jersey Twerk and Mook happens, man, you really don't have a fan who's just a fan of the battles. You have people who are fans of the battler. And when they are so different from each other, especially from era to era, it's like nobody's going to give a legit, like, response. So, like, if you're from the old era and that was your jam and you're kind of still watching battle rap, but you're not as in tune, or you don't feel like battle rap of today is as good, you're going to love Mook all three rounds. And you're going to be like, you're going to nitpick Twerk, like, oh, his, you know, he was doing, but he ain't doing nothing but yelling bow headshot, even though he don't really do the bow headshot shit no more. I know that's kind of like a old stereotype during the Goonies days, because that's all of them used to do that. But, you know, people would nitpick Twerk for no reason. And the same thing with Mook. Like, people, it's not even nitpicking with him. They just don't fuck with him and his style. And they, you know, and some people just hate the old guys. That's it. It's really nothing to really nitpick, although he does. It's like a Big Sean Drake verse. Like they'll be having a dope ass beat and they'll be cooking, but they had that one line. Like, Drake had Czechoslovakian, like, and they thought it was crazy. And it was like, so many Czechos, I think I'm Czechoslovakian. Like, he had one of those stinkers in there, right? But one stinker don't completely ruin a round, but you can't tell that to these people. I thought the first round Twerk got it clear. I thought Mook had a good round. I thought Mook elevated every round. I thought his third was his best. I thought Twerk first and second was his two standouts. I want to say I liked his second slightly better. And then the third, bringing out Briz, was just, listen, I don't know if do y'all like watch battles, like, ever, like, do the battlers watch battles anymore? Can you link me to a time where bringing somebody out on, when the last time somebody brought somebody out on stage and it was effective? Like, it rarely works. That's why Mook third was his best round. So you make a big mistake, a approach mistake, and then Mook has his best round. I gotta give Mook that third. The second is where it's really close at. And this is what I'm talking about right here. So Mook was cooking all around, right? But then he has one of those Drake Big Sean moments, right? Where he has a one liner or a line that just is like, bruh, how did this get through your, like, your peers and people you spar with? I ain't gonna repeat it because it was pause worthy. It was something about, you know, shoot you in the no feelings and all that shit, right? And while it was cringeworthy, people are gonna hang on that. Meanwhile, the round before, Twerk made a movie reference to the movie Hardball and then ended it with Swing or some shit like that. And I was just like, nobody batted an eye on this nigga. So that's what I was saying. It's really, if you came in feeling the way you don't fuck with Mook, you're gonna nitpick. Y'all guys got to stop going off the crowd. I'm seeing, the convenient shit is funny for me with New Jersey Twerk and this Mook battle is, I'm seeing people say, oh, but the crowd chanted 2-0. So, you know, oh, here you go. Oh, they chanted 2-0 in New York in Mook's backyard. So, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't Verb get a 3-0 chant in New York against Mook? And niggas was still going on shows like Champion and other platforms saying that Mook won? Like, that's what I'm saying. We got to keep it consistent. Hell, Verb got 3-0 chants versus Lux. It wasn't in New York, but I'm just saying, the shit hit the app. niggas was saying Lux won. So it's just like, you guys got to stop worrying about shit that you can't control. Are you guys listening, or are you guys watching and looking for updates? That was a bar. I need to get back in the battle rap. Are you guys listening, or are you watching and looking for updates? Because I know niggas be on Twitter looking at them update. I look at them too. I retweet some shit too. But I'm not letting that be my opinion. Like, that's just not how it works. So yeah, as of now, like, I only seen it once. I didn't see it live. I didn't order. You think I ordered it? I knew what was going to happen with this card. You think I was ordering this? Man, with the Bills versus Chiefs and the Eagles versus Cowboys? Y'all think I was going to order this with NFL popping off like that today? No.
You smoke crack, don't you? You smoke crack, don't you?
Gotta be drugs. It gotta be drugs if you thought that. No, but you know, I got to it. I got to it late night and saw what I needed to see. So with that being said, man, it really comes down to the second. I gotta watch the second one more time. I'm slightly edging Twerk in that battle, but it's close. And you gotta give Mook credit though, because he's adapted. Like, if you would have told me, if you would have gave me money and asked who would adapt better to like these artists today, Mook or Lux, I would have chose Lux like 5-6 years ago when they first start coming back and shit. But it's been Mook. Think about it. He was good versus Rock. People got him winning that. He was good versus Geechee. People got him winning that. I thought he was solid versus Verb. You know what I'm saying? He had a stinker. We have a stinker with Reed Dollars or something like that. Yeah. And I thought he was okay against Big K too. I thought Big K won, but I didn't think Mook was like ass and all that shit. I thought he had a good first, and I think his third was okay. But yeah, to me, it's Lux who got to make the major adjustments. And with Lux, it's being confirmed that he's battling Rum Nitty next year. I hope it's in a small room. Oh, Lord, let it be in the small room. Lord, let it be in the small room. But yeah, with that going on, man, I think Mook is making proper adjustments here and there. I think it's dope to see. I think Twerk, and listen, if you still doing that, if Twerk is clean shit, I think you just praying for his downfall. If you're doing that, you're praying for his downfall. That's the bottom line. You're praying for his downfall. Yo, you know if Twerk can say, if Twerk can blah, 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 if Twerk can blah, 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 if he can do it, you know, he had a history. Should have been a minute, man. It's been a minute. He's also like, is it quietly in the running for champion of the year, or is it not so quiet? Y'all let me know in the comments where y'all got him at. Like, is Big K still the number one guy, or is it Geechee at the 30 in series? Where are we at with this? That's a good question. And Jazz, I mean, you got to count Jazz. Like, it's a lot going on right now. But that's it. Like I said, I edge him 2-1 right now. But it's so razor close to me that second that I might change my mind after this. I can really change my mind after I upload this video. That's how close it was to me. And it wasn't the little pause-worthy line that changed things. It was just like a line or two more I might have liked from Twerk, but I got to listen to Mook's around again or something. So we'll see, man, but that's it. That's my time. I didn't even want to have a... This event didn't really require this long of a recap, but here I am doing it anyway. All right, I'm out of here. Keep it battle rap. Peace and love.